Hello again.
Hello. If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
Dieselcast. The podcast about the sound that lead to silences.
Once things get loud, I'll probably have use for the cannons. But at first, I'll have to play it quiet. Quiet and nasty.
Boy, when you say beginning, you mean beginning.
John fucking O'Rourke, and I can't say their full goddamn names because the fucking corporate shit is gonna sue my ass. I'm tired, I'm frustrated, I'm full of shit, and I hate my fucking job. I'm tired, I'm frustrated, I'm full of shit, and I hate my fucking job.
I enjoy your show, and I've been trying to get through for quite a while.
Well, we're glad you kept trying.
Thank you. I have this problem. Last July, I was assaulted sexually, and ever since then, I cannot sleep. I've been having trouble sleeping.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
This morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time, it's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it. So I called up the place where the party was, they hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, cause for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again, complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
People, since they don't already know me as a recording artist, think that this is just something that I thought up in 1 minute and did.
That's hot. Yeah.
We're finding more and more and more gender differences in the brain. One of them is women's verbal ability. Women can talk. Women can talk. They've been doing it for a million years.
My boobs look huge in this.
That's hot.
So now we'll go shopping.
Women's ability to find the right word rapidly, basic articulation, goes up in the middle of the menstrual cycle when estrogen levels peak, but even at menstruation, they're better than the average man.
My $100,000 watch. That's hot.
I'm always astonished when people come to me and say, why is it that men are so adulterous? And I say, why do you think more men are adulterous than women? Oh, well, men are more adulterous. And I say, well, who do you think these men are sleeping with? Basic math.
That's where you go to a studio with microphones and you sing and they put you on a nice round piece of plastic.
I don't want to be on any piece of plastic, whether it's nice or not.
Okay, that was nasty. 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 Nasty.